Kansaland Radio.
Here we go with Western Central. Australia, their peers are meeting up here. This one, both of them coming off two set victories over Axel. Centralia started our night off with a 25-19, 25-16 victory in two sets. And then Donovan West followed that up with a 25-11 dominant first set. And then they let Axel into the second set down the stretch, but still won 25-22 to finish that one up. It'll be the same uniforms for both teams. Excuse me, with Donovan West. They will be on the far side. As for Centralia, they will be on the near side. We are just about to get this one underway. For Centralia, we'll keep an eye out on Owen Dieters, Josie Haberkamp, and Marissa Brockstrom up front. They were fantastic in that first match. And for Donovan West, it's all about Katie Johnson, the junior. But also Melena Wettstein had a fantastic match up front to the senior. And so did Taken Reno, another hitter for Donovan West, the senior. And how about the two setters for both teams? Tatum Kramer for Centralia. And a mishmash of setters for Donovan West, but one of them being Belle Smith, the sophomore. She'll be in there to start things out for the Mustangs, start this match. Courtney Johnson also helps out in that department as well, the freshman for D West, on a veteran squad with five seniors coming back from last year's third-place state finish. All right, so here we go. Centralia will go from in front to the back. And Donovan West will do the inverse with Owen Dieters doing the serving for the Panthers. And we are ready to get this thing underway with our third match of the night. And as one final substitution brings Tori Kuckelman into the ballgame. We are good to go for our final match. Up in the air, beyond the attack line is David Gladhart. That is too strong against Australia with the first point of the set. Peters, another serve. Goes back right once again. Return is good from Gladhart. Here's a set by Smith. And that's down for the kill for Katie Johnson. Love to get her going. Mentioned Belle Smith, what a great setter she has been. She moves to the back here with Brenna Eady, the libero, serving for D West. Serve goes back right. Dieters all over it. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer. And a little tip is into the net for Isabel Haberkamp, the junior for Centralia. And it's 2-1 D West. This one hit in the air by Niehaus. The right side and into the net once again, this time by Brockstrom as well. She also had a big part in their two-set win over Axel. These two teams have met once. That was a full three-set bout back on September the 16th. That was in a Hiawatha Invitational up against the basketball net, but Donovan West gets it over regardless. The right side blocked at the net. And Katie Johnson sits it over to Centralia's side. It will be batted over by Isabel Haberkamp. This is set up for Katie Johnson. Tries to tip it down and does so beautifully. Instead of sending one, blasting one down. Oh, now they're actually going to get a violation against Donovan West. So the Panthers will actually end up getting the point. 3-1. Failed to mention, but Centralia ended up winning that one in three sets, not Donovan West. To the back line, returned by Gladhart. That one might have went out if she let it go. It's up against the net, but not a great set by Hannah Albers. And we are tied 3-3. Serve from Kuckelman, and that one is in for an ace. Gladhart let it go. It went to her left. She was working the back middle. She let it go, and it dropped in there for an ace. It's 4-3 Panthers, their first lead here in this first set. Goes to back right. Nice return this time. Here's a backward set by Smith for Katie Johnson. Hits it back right, and all over it there, it was Tatum Kramer. This one blasted, but too far wide from Josie Haverkamp, the freshman, and that makes it 4-4. Katie Johnson will serve it for D. West. From the middle, goes to the back left. Peters with a return. You're set by Tatum Kramer to the right side and hit over by Isabel Haverkamp, having to scramble to get a free ball over. Is done at the left. Chance here for Centralia. So this one up middle and a little tip, and that is down. Nobody in the vicinity. And Brenna, or beg your pardon, sorry, has a run seven there. Hayden Kramer, the freshman for Centralia, with the points. Five, four Panthers. Service back left, returned by Katie Johnson. Set by Bell Smith. Back to Katie Johnson from beyond the attack line. It's down for the kill. Rising up, using that length to get high above the net, and is able to put it on a line despite being beyond the attack line. And we are tied up 5-5. Freshman Courtney Johnson checks in for Donovan West. She'll serve. Goes back left to Dieters. Hayden Kramer. Set to the left side. That one is down for the kill for Josie Haverkamp. Some short rallies here so far in Centralia, as of right now, is up 6-5. Service goes back right. Returned by Edie. There's a set from Courtney Johnson. It's tipped over by Weststein. Centralia ready for it. Dieters goes for one. Sets it back left. Batted up in the air. Kept alive. Fantastic dig by Bell Smith, keeping it alive. Centralia with a chance now. That's blasted too far long by Josie Haverkamp. Bell Smith putting her body on the line for Donovan West to get that one. And we are tied 6-6. And Jagan Reno is the server for the Mustangs. Goes middle with it. Returned by Kuckelman. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer. Left side to Dieters. Big wind up. Returned by Katie Johnson. Goes to the left. The back in play by Courtney Johnson. Free ball hit over by Weststein. Tatum Kramer is going to set this one up to the left for Dieters again. And that one riding the line. Stays in. Well done. But D. West ready for it. Katie Johnson to the back line. Nice return by Kuckelman. Here's a great return. And that one's hit over. Return by Johnson. Meant rally, not return. Big wind up for Keller. And that one just hit over softly. Trying to catch him off guard. They're ready for it. Dieters is blocked. D. West ready for it. Dumped down at the net by Josie Haverkamp. What a rally. Well done. And Centralia wins it at the net. 7-6. Centralia, the home team on the scoreboard. Right, wearing the black. Service coming from Claire Heinen, the sophomore, in for the first time. The set, miscommunication between Donovan West. They had a free ball over. Almost got it down with the U.S. or beg your pardon, Centralia ready for it. And this hit from Reno goes to that corner, and that one deflected and back down. Dieters with the points. Makes it 8-6. Back left service here for Heinen. Goes middle. Edie with the return. Backwards set for Weststein. I don't think she was ready for it. She just slaps it over. Centralia with a chance. And Centralia wasn't ready, and they just slap one into the net. And Kramer wasn't able to do much with that one. And it's 8-7 D. West, capitalizing on the mistake. Maybe Gladhart, the senior, will serve it. Here for Donovan West. She goes back right with it. Returned by Dieters. Set by Tatum Kramer to the left side. They wind up, partially deflected, and down for the kill for Marissa Broxton in the junior. She has been so big all night long for Centralia. She gets a big point here. To give the Panthers a 2-point lead here in set number one. Serve goes middle, and that is too strong, and Ava Gladhart moves out of the way. It makes it 9-8. Serving now will be the setter, Bell Smith. Goes to back right with it. Returned by Kuckelman. A big lineup for Dieters. It's blocked by Katie Johnson. A big rejection for Johnson. And we are tied 9-9. Back and forth we go. This has been a fun one so far. Back right with it. And that is in. No, it's just a little bit too long. And that looked like that was in. And he gives Centralia the point. It's now 10-9. Katie Johnson, a big windup. That's returned by Centralia's Owen Dieters. Put to the back right, and that is too strong from Hayden Kramer. And we are tied 10-10. Fun one here in the opening set. Back and forth. Two very strong teams here in this TVL. Left over. Nice dig by Dee Dee, diving to her right to get it. And Reno puts it over. And Katie Johnson, an easy dunk down on the second hit that was sent over by Tatum Kramer on the back line. And Donovan West capitalizes. They get the points. Donovan West and Centralia are in the same bracket. They'll be playing substate bracket, that is. They'll be in Burlingame for their substate. And another block by Katie Johnson up front makes it 12-10. Other teams that are Northern Heights, of course, Burlingame, Donovan West, Centralia, Bishop Seabury, and Troy. That makes up Zach. And that's an ace for Brenda Eady. And now a run here for Andrea Keller's crew. It's 13-10. And that one just going into that. I'm trying to be pretty aggressive with that one. That makes it 13-11. Huckleman will serve this one. Goes back middle, return by Gladhart. Here's a little tip over by Bell Smith, but Owen Dieters was ready for it for Centralia. Big wind up and into the net, and that's going to be four hits. Charged against Josie Haberkamp. Put that one just right on the white tape on top of the net. 14-11. Katie Johnson will come in to serve for D West. From the middle, goes right in the middle. Little tip over. That's down. Beautiful awareness by Tatum Kramer. Just tipped that one in a good spot. She went front right with it. And it's 14-12. Hinty Niehaus, junior for Centralia, in for this one. And a collision by Eady and Reno on the return. They collide, unable to keep the ball alive, and it's an ace. For Niehaus, it's 14-13. So back-to-back points here for the Panthers. Chance to tie it right here. Returned by Eady. Right at the net, Smith keeps it alive and punched over to Kramer of Centralia. Dieter sets it over, and splitting a couple defenders is Hayden Kramer. And this one back for Katie Johnson. Puts it back left. Dieter's all over it. Big wind-up. Hit to the back for Katie Johnson once again. She gets it right back and sends down a kill from right on the attack line. Once again, Katie Johnson, with her length, is able to make plays even from beyond that white line. It's 15-13, Donovan West. Courtney Johnson will serve it. She'll go back middle. Tuckelman, Kramer, setting this one up. That's blocked by Reno. Stays on Australia's side. And Katie Johnson's ready for it. Back middle. Big windup. Nice dig by Dieters. Back left. Tim Kramer tries to tip it over. And they're ready for it with Courtney Johnson. Big windup for taking Reno, and back middle, once again, it's Tatum Kramer. Big windup, that's way too long for Josie Haberkamp, but with a tip, they're going to say it was tipped. The back left judge says it's tipped, and it will be a Centralia point. I make it important they give the point to Donovan West. 15-14. Donovan West still with the lead, though. Westline pokes it over. Dieters, nice dig to keep it alive for D West. Little tip over by Haberkamp. And then at the net, Reno gets it over to Centralia's side. Here's a set to the far left. Dieters sets it back corner. Keeping it alive momentarily is Courtney Johnson, but it's down. And Centralia has tied this one up at 15. Excuse me. Service lead from Hayden Kramer. Goes back right. Eady right there. Here's a set. Goes back to Katie Johnson. Hits it over. Nice dig. Moving to her right and front for the Panthers. Here's a set to the right side. And Reno punches it over. And there was Niehaus. Big swipe from Haberkamp. Set over by Courtney Johnson. It's poked to keep it alive by Tori Kuckelman. It's poked over by Dieters. Dr. West now with it. Big swipe for Wettstein. Dig moving to her right there for Hayden Kramer. And Dieter sets it over for Centralia. Set for Bell Smith for Elena Wittstein. Beautiful dig moving to her right for Kuckelman, keeping it alive, diving on the floor. Donovan West with it. Rios blocked at the net. Eady has it. Sets it backwards to Katie Johnson from the on the attack line. Nice dig to the right by Dieters. Here's a set to the left. Dieters comes up on one. That's partially blocked, but to Donovan West's side. Through the blockers. Johnson hits it over. What a rally here. 15-15 our score. Feeders pokes over defenders. Keeps it alive. Still able to get to Centralia's side. Big lineup for Dieters, and that is serve blockers. And that is down for the kill. An incredible rally from both teams. It ends up in a Centralia point. It's 16-15 in this crowd. Fully engaged. You hear the eruption from the crowd as JV is done. So all eyes are on the varsity court now. 16-15 Centralia lead here in set number one. Big lineup for Weckstein. Can't get that one through the blockers. And Owen Dieters ends that one. Is that one in? Yes, it is down for the kill. Going front left to back right. Timeout is called by Coach Keller of Johnson West. Centralia up by two. 17-15. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KNZA.
17-15, a good one here so far in set number one between Centralia and Donovan West with the Panthers with the lead. They'll serve it out of the break. Coach Keller wanted to talk some things over. There's a serve, we're back underway. Return good from Katie Johnson. Here's a set by Courtney Johnson, and Wettstein puts it to the back line. Centralia ready for it. They go into for Dieters, trying to tip it over to defenders, and it's into the net. Dieters executed that so perfectly. Mainly in the first match, but she's done a pretty good job of that here in this match as well. Service from Tegan Reno goes to the right side, returned by Hayden Kramer. Here's a set going for Haberkamp, and Haberkamp playing defenders. Is that in? No, it's too long. And it's 17-16. Reno, the server once again, back middle for Kuckelman. Set by Tatum Kramer to Owen Dieters. Big windup. Nice dig by Katie Johnson back middle. It's punched over by Kaya Keller. Here's a set to left. Dieters once again. That's partially deflected, but once again to the left side. Setting it over. Kaya Keller puts that one back right. Nice move to her right is Kinsey Niehaus to make that play. Dieters, and that one is down for the kill. Back right, front left is where she came from. Dieters has been fighting that spot here in the second set as it's 18-17 in favor of the Panthers. Server is Claire Heinen. The turn good for Katie Johnson. Here's a set from Courtney Johnson. Big windup, Kai Keller. Really ready for it. This will be punched over by Dieters. It'll be a free ball. Here's a big time opportunity. Katie Johnson from me on the attack line, but there ready for it was Kinsey Niehaus. Trying to keep it alive. It's battle of the net won by Donovan West. Over to Centralia's side. They poked it over to Donovan West side. And it's down on the back left line. Panthers get away with one. And it's 19-17. There's front right with the serve. Return by Keller. Backward set for Wettstein. Punches it over. Return by Heinen. Here's a set in middle for Brockstrom. And that one's down for the kill. Marissa Brockstrom. Feeling the momentum shifting towards Centralia. It's 20-17 in favor of the Panthers. A 3-point lead here in set number one. Return Johnson. And tip by Johnson over to the Centralia side. Here's a little tip over by Brockstrom. Return by Wettstein. Courtney Johnson sets one up. Run back for Wettstein. Now it's blocked by Dieters. Another chance for Donovan West. Wind up for Keller. That one's through a couple defenders and out of bounds off the hands of Owen Dieters. And it's 20-18. Substitution. And that will bring Tori Kuckelman back in, the senior for the Panthers. Excuse me, as Ava Gladhart checks in as well for Donovan West. Here's the service. Goes left middle with it. Here's Dieters. Little punch over. Donovan West ready for it. Johnson's blocked up front. Owen Dieters, a big time rejection. Front left part of the net. And back to a 3-point lead for Centralia. This thing has been back and forth all set long. Centralia has had more of a lead than Donovan West has, but has been an intense first set regardless. Return by Gladhart. Set it to the right side. Courtney Johnson to Katie Johnson. She just sets it over. Set to the left side. Owen Dieters winds up. Keller is there. Katie Johnson tries to set one down, and they're ready for it. for the Panthers as Haber Campus Dieter sends one too strong. And out of bounds, trying to go to that back right spot that she's had so much success with here in this first set. It's 21-19. Mustangs back within two. Service from Bell Smith, the sophomore setter. Is that Tatum Kramer, right side row, and Dieter's big windup. That's deflected and down for the kill. Partially blocked by Katie Johnson, but out of bounds, going from right to left this time. And it's 22-19. And Dieters will serve it. She'll go back left with it. Force back, but she's on the left side. Return is clean from Gladhart. Backward set by Bell Smith, but she has to set it up. Keller sets it up over the net. A big windup for Haverkamp. Gladhart ready for it. Katie Johnson, a big windup and hitting a Panther in the face. Who is that? It's going to be a kill. 22-20 is our score. Appears to be okay. And that was Tatum Kramer for Centralia that just got nailed. It was 22-19. A big windup and that one blocked and through the blockers to down the west side to send a free ball over. It's 22-20, beg your pardon, not 22-19. Big windup as that one is. Is it in? Yes. Yes, it is. Back right for Marissa Brockstrom. And now it's 23-20. They gave the point to Donovan West, though. Score is not accurate. Here's a set, and it's tipped down by Josie Haverkamp, and that makes it 24-20. So this should be set point, but it still says 23-21 unless I missed something. The score says 23-21, but I have 24-20. This one hit over by Katie Johnson. Backwards set. And now a block by Katie Johnson. Gets it wide by Centralia. Left not called. Here's a set to the other side by Kuckelman. Still says 23-21. This gets out of control for the west side and out of bounds. And it is 24-21 now, according to the scoreboard. I thought that was 25. Yeah, that should be 25 as Cindy Osterhaus, the head coach, shares her grievances with the sideline, and there it is. And Donovan West, Centralia wins it either way. Should have been 25-20, but they say it's 25-21. That is the end of set number one. Glad that that did not come back to haunt the Panthers. And Centralia ends up winning that one again, 25-21. Step aside for a couple minutes. Come back with set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Well, here we go with set number three, or beg your pardon, set number two. And Centralia wins set number one, 25-21. Donovan West will be going from front to back, and they have the service. Start things out. Here it comes from Bell Smith. We are back underway. Turn back right from Hayden Kramer. Here's the backward set from Hayden Kramer. Owen Dieter sets it to the back left, and it's down. Nobody there. Ava Gladhart was back right. She was the only person that was back there for Donovan West and Centralia. Good start here in set number two. Mentioned that Centralia won the lone meeting in the season between the two teams. That was the Hiawatha Invitational. That was in a three-set bout. Excuse me. Katie Johnson tips it over to Centralia's side, pumped up in the air. Wind up, partially deflected, but it's down for the kill from Hayden Kramer. The freshman putting in work. How about her and Josie Haverkamp, the two freshmen that have been so big for the Panthers this season. They're not big here tonight. Return by Gladhart. Almost a lift, but not called. Johnson to the back line. Kuckelman with a return. Here's a set to Dieters from the attack line. Nice dig by Gladhart. Pass the net, tipped over to Centralia's side, and miscommunication. And it's down for Donovan West's first point of the set. Brenna Eady, the Donovan West libero checking in. She has the navy jersey that fades into orange at the bottom. These Donovan West jerseys are on point. Here's a set in the middle. They wind up and down for the kill for Isabel Haverkamp, the junior. And makes it 3-1 in favor of the Panthers. Centralia trying to put away Donovan West in two straight sets. Centralia 7-4 in league play. Donovan West is 6-4. And that's going to be too strong on the serve. A service error from the senior for Centralia and Tori Kuckelman. And a substitution will bring Melina Wettstein in the game for the Mustangs. Service will be coming from Katie Johnson. 3-2 Centralia. Returned by Dieters. Here's a set for Tatum Kramer. And tipped over by Josie Haverkamp. Nice job poking it over, but it's out of bounds. Too wide for Bell Smith, the sophomore. It makes it 4-2. Kinsey Niehaus checks in for Centralia. She'll go ahead and serve it. Here comes the back middle. Brenna Eady on the return. Here's a set left side and hit over the back middle. Kinsey Niehaus with the return. Hit over by Hayden Kramer. There, ready for it with Katie Johnson. Tipped up and over and kicked up in the air. And that is should be full head. They're going to say that that was clean. That should have been four hits. It was tipped twice. It was kicked up in the air and set over. That should be four hits. And now I think they're going to change the call. And they will. So it is going to be Donovan West points. That was incredible. It was like a bicycle kick that wasn't even intended. Her leg was just in the air. It happened to make contact with the ball and popped it up in the air. But either way, it's 4-3. Centralia still leads it by one. Here in set number two. Free ball sent over by Donovan West. Peters on the return. Here's a set to the right side. Big swipe for Hayden Kramer. Kept alive momentarily by King Johnson, but hits the pipe above the net and comes back down to earth quickly. And it aids Centralia at this point. Makes it 5-3. And Brenna Eady accidentally threw she threw the varsity ball over to the JV side. She thought it was a JV ball. Oh, we're good to go. Hayden Kramer with the serve. Back left on the return for Bell Smith. And Katie Johnson way beyond the attack line. It's not a great return. About to send a free ball over back to Donovan West. Mustangs catch a break. Edie on the return. Here's a set from Courtney Johnson. Left side for Hayden. Beg your pardon, for Kagan Ringo. That's too strong for the senior from Donovan West. And it's 6-3 Panthers. Kramer with another serve coming up from the left side. Goes back left, returned by Bell Smith. Full set from Lena Wettstein, deflected, and down for the kill. If it wasn't touched, it might have found the arms of Kinsey Niehaus, but the deflection, and her dive for it, and she couldn't get to it. It's 6-4. Serve coming up for Reno. Return from Kuckelman. Set to the far side for Peters, and that one past Katie Johnson and down for the kill. Back to a three-point lead here in the second set for Centralia. It's 7-4. Claire Heinen to serve. The sophomore puts it back middle. Return good from Keller. Seven in the air, over the net, and easy dunk down for Owen Dieters. So a bit of a mistake on that front right by Courtney Johnson. And it's the largest lead of the set. It's a four-point lead for Australia. It's 8-4. Turn by Keller, had to come up to get it. Set goes to Johnson. Back middle return from Heinen. Here's a set for Dieters. That's blocked to the net and down. Well done by Bell Smith, the sophomore setter on that block. It's 8-5. Jonathan Westphal not let this set get out of hand early. As Ava Gladhart checks into the ballgame. Here is her serve. Goes front right. Nice dig by Dieters to keep it alive. Big windup. Wittstein can get it down. Good dig by Gladhart. Going to her right. Punched up in the air momentarily on the rejection. And that's four hits against Jonathan West after it was set down by Tatum Kramer and Marissa Brockstrom. They combine on the block, and it's 9-5 Centralia. Isabel Haverkamp checks in for the Panthers. Here's a serve from Tatum Kramer, returned by Gladhart. Here's a set by Courtney Johnson to Katie Johnson. Big-time spike by Katie Johnson, needing one of those desperately. And they execute it perfectly. It's 9-6. Service goes to the right, and is a good one. Peter starts to keep it alive, and she cannot. It's going to be an eighth. It went front right. It would have barely stayed in, and kind of just having to punch it to keep it alive is Isabel Haverkamp. And Dieters tried the last-ditch effort to keep it alive. She couldn't keep it in. It's 9-7 now. Return is going to be bad from Tori Kuckelman as she puts up against the basketball goal and comes back down to the earth quickly. And it's now 9-8. So a nice little rally here for the Mustangs. Back within one. Another serve from Smith. Goes to the right after back-to-back aces. Not going to be an ace this time. Big windup. And a good dig by Gladhart. It goes all the way to the net. And a battle at the net. Won by Donovan West. And it drops on the Centralia side for a point. And we are tied 9-9 with four straight points. It was 9-5. And we are now dead even. Smith goes back left this time. Returned by Dieters. Here's a set from Kaden Kramer. Back to Dieters. And that's a big one. Nice dig. Moving to her left is Gladhart. He's right in front of her too. As that one deflected. And as Keller... should be deflected, and the back left judge says it was deflected, and it's going to be Donovan West points. Good call by the back left judge. Make that call that it was deflected, so Donovan West has a 10-9 lead, their first lead here in the second set. Trying to extend this match to a third set as that one's put into the net. Bell Smith with a mistake that time. The sophomore for the Mustangs ties the game at 10. No indeeders will serve it for Centralia. Here's a serve from the right side, and that one barely gets over the net. Returned by E.D., setting this one up for Katie Johnson. It's blocked. Was it in? Waiting for the call. I think it was. It was down. And inbounds on the block for Centralia, and it's 11-10 Panthers. Served by Dieters. Not a great return by Keller. They are able to keep it alive. Johnson, nice set. Catching Centralia off guard, but Centralia is able to regain control. Jonathan West with it now. Here's a set to the left side. They're going to for Keller. Partially deflected. Kept it alive by Kuckelman. Dieters. Free ball sent over Jonathan West's way. Gladhart. Smith to Johnson. That one's down for the kill. Partially deflected on the right, or excuse me, the left arm of Tegan Reno, or excuse me, for, that was Hayden Kramer. Partially deflected that one. And we are tied once again. It's 11-11. Serve goes back middle. Nice dig on the serve. On a great serve. And miscommunication trying to keep it alive. Corey Kuckelman made the initial dig, but didn't do anything besides that. And it'll be 12-11. Jonathan West gets the lead right back. Another return by Kuckelman. Set to the far side. And a big attack from Hayden Kramer. And that one's down for the kill. We are tied once again, 12-12. Josie Haverkamp, the freshman, checking back in. Kuckelman with the serve. Goes back right with it. Edie on the return. Here's a set by Smith to the left side. And Reno is stuffed up front by Isabel Haverkamp. And it's back to a Centralia lead of 13-12. Serve goes back middle, return by Glad Hart to the net. Smith to Katie Johnson, down for the kill, partially deflected, but gets the job done. Isabel Haver can't quite get that back over to the Donovan West side on her block attempt. We are tied once again, 13-13. It was tied 10-10, 12-12, and now 13-13. Katie Johnson, the serve, returned by Dieters over the net. It's tipped down, and we have a lifting call against Centralia. And a point for Donovan West, and the Mustangs back up by one, 14-13. What a fantastic set this has been. A great match as well. Donovan West losing set number one, 25-21, but they are winning here in set number two, 14-13. The first meeting went three sets as well. Nice dig. Dieters goes over the net. A punch back over to Centralia's side. Set over by Tuckelman to Donovan West. Set up by Smith. Sits over. Point to the net. In a block for Josie Haberkamp. Gives Centralia the point, and we are tied once again, this time at 14-all. Kinsey Niehaus, the junior to serve it for Centralia, returned by Edie, and tipped over on the second try, well done by Beth Smith. And she gives Donovan West the lead right back. It's kind of been how it's been. Donovan West will take a one-point lead, Centralia will tie it. Donovan West will take a one-point lead, and Centralia will tie it. And how we've gone... It's been done that for the when it was all 12s, all 13s, now all 14s. It's now 15-14 Donovan West. Trying to keep that thing going here for Centralia. Here's a set for Bell Smith for Donovan West. A big blast from West side blocked. Pushed back over, though, to Centralia's side. Big wind up and sent over and down for the kill for Josie Haberkamp of Centralia. And we do it yet again. 6 points, six alternating points from each team. And a big time blast for Josie Haberkamp, the freshman, is 15-all. Back middle return by Edie on the serve from Hayden Kramer. It's been hit over by Katie Johnson. Return at the net. Battle won by Centralia goes down to West side. Here's a set to Reno. Partially deflected, but return by Kinsey Niehaus. Set to the right side. Dieters tries to find a spot. She can't, as a good job by Edie clearing it up. It's hit over by Reno, and she says it's too strong for Donovan West, and Centralia takes their first lead in quite a while. It was 12-11, 16-15 Panthers. Right side, Johnson on the return. Here's a set by Courtney Johnson. And trying to punch it over, it's blocked. They're going to say you can keep playing, but the bat over by Courtney Johnson is up against the net and down. And that makes it 17-15 Centralia. Return by Smith. Here's a set from Katie Johnson. And it's going to be a free ball. It's not really to anybody. Bell Smith does cover it. It's set over to the Donovan West side now. West side trying to tip it over, and she's going to be able to get it down. Partially knocking it up was Tatum Kramer popping up in the air, but it goes out of bounds near the Centralia bench, and it makes it a 17-16 second set in favor of the Panthers, but Donovan West with the serve, a chance to tie it. Serve from Tegan Reno, the senior for the Mustangs, returned by Kuckelman. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer, the right side to Dieters. Sets it over right side. Returned by Courtney Johnson, set by Smith, tipped over and into the net. Mistake there from Melena Wettstein. The senior has been so good here tonight, but she makes a mistake here. It's 18-16. And closer to the final stretch of this second set, in which Centralia is trying to put this match away here in two. They're up by two. Not a great return. Goes kind of in no man's land, and Keller gets it over. It's a free ball. Here's a set. Big wind up for Wettstein. That one is down for the kill in front of Tegarino. It's a 3-point lead for the Panthers. Centralia trying to pull away in a timely, well, timeout for Andrea Keller, the head coach for Donovan West. Take it as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
19-16, our score was Centralia leading by three here in set number two. Trying to put this match away in two sets after winning set number one, 25-21. It'll be Claire Heinen, the sophomore for Centralia, serving out of the break. Coach Keller trying to not let this match get out of hand. There's the server back underway, returned by Kaya Keller. Here's set by Courtney Johnson to Katie Johnson, deflected off the net, stand down for the kill just in front of the attack line for the Donovan West Jr. And we'll see who will serve here for the Mustangs. It'll be Ava Gladhart, the senior, just to the right of the middle of the court. That's where she'll serve it from. We're back underway. Returned by Dieters, back middle. Set by Tatum Kramer up against the net and tipped over, and somebody hit the net. Who was it? It was going to be, I think it's Jonathan West that hit the net, and it was. It makes it 20-17. Panthers just 5 points away from winning this match. Tatum Kramer, the junior, to serve. Goes to the back right. Return is clean. Here's a set for Courtney Johnson from beyond the attack line. Gladhart just keeps it alive. Well done from the Mustang senior. Peter sets it over. Courtney Johnson ready for it. Bell Smith to Katie Johnson. Partial deflected and down for the kill. Back to a 2-point set. 20-18. Anna Albers, the senior, checks back in for the Mustangs once again. Service from Smith. Back middle. Return by Kuckelman. Set by Tatum Kramer to the right side. Big windup in that one. Nice dig by Gladhart on the hit from Haverkamp. Free ball sent over, though, as it hit the pipe and came straight back down. Peters tips it over a couple of defenders. Tipped alive and set over. Well done. Bell Smith with some improvisation. Big windup, and Haverkamp taking that down. Another nice dig by Smith. Keeping it alive is Kuckelman. Here's a set to the middle. Big windup, and Wittstein trying to send that one down, and it's through. And it makes it 21-18. In favor of the Panthers. Back to a 3-point lead for Centralia. Peters with the serve. Back right. A couple of Mustangs converge on that one. Katie Johnson tips it over. Nice dig. Keep it alive for Isabel Haverkamp. This one up from Westside. Trying to do it again. Good job by Smith to poke it in the air. Still alive. Free ball. Can't get it over. It's Brenna Eady. She was far away from the net. Just trying to get a last ditch Hail Mary effort. And it's 22-18. Centralia's largest lead of the set. And we'll go to a 30-second break as timeout is called. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A big point for Donovan West out of the break on a kill from Katie Johnson, and it's 22-20 here in set number two. Donovan West trying to extend this match to a third set after Centralia won set number one, 25-21. Here's a serve, back middle, return to Kuckelman. It's set to the far side, a big windup and a swipe for Hayden Kramer. Good dig, but momentarily keeping it alive. That's going to be down for the kill. The scoreboard says 23-19, but I thought that last point got us to 22-20. But I guess we're saying it's 23-19 in favor of the Panthers. Backwards set for Katie Johnson. It's down for the kill. Her biggest kill of this set in terms of power and importance. 3-point set once again. And Johnson will serve it herself here. Katie Johnson, the junior, goes back right. Dieters with the return. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer to the left. A big windup, and that one deflected, but through there on the return by Katie Johnson. And free ball is going to be hit over. Kuckelman, Tatum Kramer, winds it up for Josie Haverkamp. Nice dig by Brennan Eady, not having to go anywhere to do it. Katie Johnson from beyond the attack line, diving to her left, keep it alive as Owen Dieters. Free ball will be sent over by Tatum Kramer. Katie Johnson with the return. Set by Smith, this one blasted. Johnson, beg your pardon, Dieters with the return. Big wind up. Nice dig by Katie Johnson. Keep it alive for Donovan West. She'll get it right back from beyond the attack line. Nice dig. Moving to her right this time for Dieters. Going on the floor twice in the last three rallies. Big wind up for Areno. Deflected it down for the kill. It is a 2-point set. 23-21. Johnson to serve. Trying to just barely get it over the net, and she is unable to get it over. And it's a service error in match point number one. Maybe not the best time to do that. This close to being the end of the match, but either way, Centralia ends up with a 3-point lead. Here we go, match point number one. Return by Johnson. Here's a set by Smith to the left side. Wittstein pushes it over. It's deflected, but it's down for the kill. Josie Haberkamp got her paw on it, but couldn't quite keep it alive. And Jonathan West gets the service right back with match point number two. It's 24-22. Service coming from Courtney Johnson, the freshman. Return by Kuckelman. Here's a little set up for Haberkamp, and that one blasted, but Edie gets it over to the other side on the return. It was up against the net, and Charlie keeps it alive. He just pokes it over and gets it. Smith on the return. He's set by Courtney Johnson to Katie Johnson. Deflected it, and down for the kill. Haberkamp, once again, with a partial deflection, but it's down. It is a one-point set. It's 24-23. Match point number three for the Panthers here. Goes to the back right. Returned by Dieters. Here's a set by Kramer. Wind-up. Hit over by Haberkamp. Nice dig to the left side by Courtney Johnson. Here's a chance for Reno. Deflected by the net. FB four hits, and that is going to be it. Centralia wins it and avoids extras, 25-21 and 25-23. So all matches go two sets, and we're going to go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll come back to wrap this whole thing up here in just a little bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 22nd, and Wednesday, October 4th, and October 11th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available the day of, or visit www.nembch.com to fill out yours ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. For people you know and care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in the actual triangular as Centralia defeats Donovan West 25-21, 25-23 in the final match to end this one. And boy, it was an exciting match. It was back and forth all the way in both sets down to the end. It was a late rally at the end of the first set to give the Panthers a win in that set. And then here in this second set, it was anyone's match, but in the end, it was the Panthers able to hold off Donovan West, who had a lead for a good portion of the middle after it was, I mean, when you talk about back and forth, the epitome of back and forth. It was just such an exciting match down to the wire, but in the end, all matches go two sets. Centralia won the first match over Axel 25-19, 25-16. Donovan West defeated Axel 25-11, 25-22, and then Centralia defeated Donovan West 25-21, 25-23. So with Centralia's two wins here tonight, they are now 8-4 in league play and 22-10 overall. As for Donovan West, they go 1-1. They are now 6-5 in league play and 16-13 overall. As for Axel, they fall to 5-8 in league play and 11-20 in the regular season. That's going to do it here this evening here from Axel. Thanks for everyone for listening. This has been Jared Fluffy here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.